ourselves and the Rural Development Council, who are also in charge of the National and Rural Network across the border, are very determined that the continuous work over the last few years of bringing projects together, especially rural projects and regional projects, areas that have suffered quite a bit in the last few years over the financial crash, continues. And what this is about is asking people who work in this area to see, can we join up projects that will facilitate the border development, economic and social.
Obviously, programmes like LEADER are very much dependent on European funding, and following the Brexit vote earlier this year, there is something of a question mark over the long-term future of such initiatives. How much is that proving a factor in today's conference?
Well, it'll arise, but, you know, we have been assured by, first of all, Brexit isn't, the Article 50 isn't pressed. There is funding committed over the next few years. We know Brexit, when it happens, I presume that's the way to call it, will it be at least 2 years, if not longer, before. So we're working on the basis that until somebody says otherwise, we'll continue. And we hope that if there is a deficit of funding at the end of the period, which is a five-year period, that the British government will make up the piece on the Northern Ireland side.
And there will always be an importance attached to the fact that, as well as economic development, the border involves cross-community development, it involves cross-community cooperation, cross-border cooperation, and that makes a very real and very significant contribution to the peace process, and that's something that can't be ignored. This is not just an economic transaction per se.
No, it's not. Irish Rural Link have been involved in cross-border projects since the mid-90s, in times when it was really tough. I can tell you the biggest legacy and benefit of those projects is about allowing a forum for people of all sides and political, religious, whatever, to come together and work to the common good. Because at the end of the day, the common good is about having a community, a sustainable rural community, well able to survive and for people to live where they were born in. That's the aim. And Good Friday and the peace process has certainly brought us a long way. And these types of projects allow that to continue.